You are listening to the epic fantasy novel Lion's Last Kill, and this is chapter 20. And we're getting close to the end now, if you've been following along. There are 23 chapters and an epilogue, so we're almost done with the book. And it's been published, and it should be available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com shortly. I'll keep you posted and let you know when it's actually available for sale. Once again, thanks for listening, and thanks for visiting my website. Check out some of my other websites, stormthecastle.com, castlefiction.com, or epicfantasy.com, and that's epic-fantasy.com. Enjoy! Bosch slept through the night, and in the morning, Grell shaking his shoulders awakened him. Grell huddled up against him and spoke over the whipping of the wind outside the tent. "We need to make haste and get off this mountain." Bosch sat up, and clutching at his throat he tried to talk, but something inside was damaged, and he could only gurgle and spit up more blood. He felt along his neck, and it was very tender and swollen. Briak had come close to not just asphyxiating him, he had almost broken his neck and crushed his windpipe. But he was alive, and the pain was an unpleasant reminder of that. He gave up trying to speak. Grell looked him over and assessed the status of his neck, then explained the situation to him. He must have sensed that Bosch had questions that he couldn't ask. "I was with you all the way. Less than 100 meters back for the whole trip, and a scant 20 meters back as you climbed towards the top of the mountain. Varga had insisted that I keep hidden, but that I keep with you. He was suspicious that the assassination attempts were coming from someone close. Someone inside the castle that he knew. He just wasn't sure who. So I had been with you the entire trip until the snowslide occurred on the Dragon's Spine and you lost 2 members of your party. I almost went down with it, but I was stuck behind with no way to follow you directly. I had to make my way around to the East Passage up, then meet up with you on the summit. It took me quite a while to get around and up, and I continued the following of your party just after you came out from the entrance to the Oracle's chamber. There's no cover up there at all, so I had to keep a distance, and that distance was almost disastrous for you. It took me several seconds to realize what the murderer's intentions were. Then it took me several more seconds to reach you. The strain and the thin air slowed me down considerably. By the time I had closed the distance, the assassin had already made 2 of his kills, and I got him just in time to save you." Bosch was shocked by this. The man was truly disappointed in himself for what he had considered to be a failure. But Bosch didn't really see it that way. The man had climbed a mountain all by himself, had undergone some immensely difficult situations, and had still managed to save his life. He felt an overwhelming sense of love for the man. The ancient language of everything was in him now, and he saw things in a different way. The man was a killer, yes, and that was a painful thing for Bosch to feel, but he had a purity in his desire to protect Bosch, and he had saved his life. Bosch reached up a hand and put it on his shoulders to comfort him. He tried to speak, but couldn't. His throat hurt too much. He just swallowed some of the blood that he felt was trickling inside. Grell sensed what Bosch was trying to express, and he brightened up. His mission was still intact, and Bosch was still alive. So Grell still had direction. "We cannot go back down the South Pass because of the slide, so we'll go around to the East Path. We should be able to find our way around without having to go back up to the summit." They broke camp, folded up their tents, and shouldered their packs and head off. Bosch followed along the rugged terrain a few steps behind Grell. It was strange looking at Grell in his silvery outfit. Bosch had gotten accustomed to seeing fellow climbers wearing an excess of bulky cold weather climbing, but Grell looked like a speed skater in just his thin layer of clothing and his backpack. They made slow progress, but by noon of that day they had found their way around to the east side and were making their way down. At the end of the day, they made camp, and Bosch returned into his sleeping bag exhausted. He couldn't drink or eat anything. His tongue was swollen and his throat was extremely sore. He had attempted to speak to Grell several times during the day, but was unable to form any words at all. It just hurt too much. That night they slept without their breath stones. They had descended far enough so the air was thick, and it felt almost luxurious to Bosch, but the richness of it didn't suit his throat. It seemed to irritate it. The following morning, Bosch found that he could drink a little bit of water. He felt that his throat had managed to heal itself enough so he could breathe and take in a little bit, but he still couldn't talk. His body had found the problem and was now working on it, but didn't have a lot of reserve strength to draw on. His neck and throat had swollen, and the swelling had spread to his jaws. So he could drink small amounts of water during the day, but found it impossible to chew or eat anything. They continued their descent, and the terrain had become significantly easier to navigate. And by the end of the second day, Bosch had shed most of his cold weather clothing. As evening fell, they found themselves at the east gate, and they made camp. With the navigation they had to make around the mountain, and Bosch's weak condition, not being able to eat, it had taken them a day longer to get down to the east gate than it had taken them to get to the summit from the south gate. By the end of the following day, they had climbed all the way down off the mountain and had made themselves a camp hidden amongst some large rocks. They didn't start a fire for fear that there were breck in the area, but that was okay with Bosch. The early autumn air was warm and inviting. The wind blew gently, and after spending so much time in the howling cold of the mountain, it may as well have been a tropical breeze. This is the end of Chapter 20. Stay tuned, I'll be posting Chapter 21, Capture, real soon. Once again, thanks for listening, and make sure you check out my websites.